mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones radio program. This isn't Alex Jones. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex, just sitting in. Nobody can duplicate. Nobody can guest host. You can only sit in for Alex. That's all we can do, just sort of keep the seat warm till he gets back here on Monday. And we've got a couple of things that are happening. Two of the big stories, of course, the hurricanes. And God bless the poor people in Pensacola and Mobile, that whole area through there. Hurricane winds up to 100 miles either side of the eye of the hurricane. I mean, it was quite a disaster that's going on through there. I've been watching it on CNN, and it's incredible what's happening there. God bless the people there, and let's hope that everything works out for the best for you. And thank goodness, thank God that it did not hit New Orleans. Being 3 feet under sea level at the start, it just went a little bit to the east of New Orleans, and we're very happy about that. Other news that's going on, Kofi Annan is now calling our war in Iraq illegal. The U.S. intelligence is very pessimistic about Iraq. We've had two Americans and one Brit kidnapped in Baghdad. They're so bad that cities are too dangerous for the armies to enter. Other than that, things are going fine over there. Yeah, right. Well, we found out that they have no drones. The newest intelligence said, yes, Saddam got rid of them. There are no drones, drone planes. These are the pilotless airplanes. So he couldn't fly these pilotless aircraft with the weapons of mass destruction, which he also didn't have. And the other news is Costa Rica withdrawing from the Coalition of the Willing. Now, get this. Costa Rica has no army. They gave us no aid, but they had a court order to get their name off the list of the Coalition of the Willing. They just want their name off the list. Now, what are we, telemarketers? Get your name off that telemarketing list. I don't want to be part of that. We aren't going to give you anything, but we just sure don't want your name on the list. Oh, it's getting bad. It's getting bad when it gets to that point. Good news, in my opinion, $350 million RICO lawsuit filed over aspartame. That was filed in San Francisco September 15th. $350 million RICO lawsuit. It contains following counts: racketeering charges, unfair competition, false advertising, Consumer Remedies Act fraud, breach of warranty, breach of merchantability. Filed as class action representing the people as a whole. And this is filed against J.D. Cyril and Company, makers of NutraSweet, American Diabetes Association, Dr. Robert H. Moser, and John Doe's, including, well, you've got Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, who was the person who was in charge of Cyril at the time it went through the FDA. He was president and CEO of Cyril, who owned the patent on aspartame. Aspartame is a very dangerous disease, It's been implicated in all sorts of different neurological problems, lots and lots of different problems. There are over 10,000 lawsuits against aspartame. Over 10,000 lawsuits, or 10,000, not lawsuits, 10,000 complaints to the FDA, including deaths from aspartame. It's a very, in my opinion, very, very bad product. There's a movie that just was released by a friend of ours, Corey Brackett, who was on Erskine Overnight, and it's called Sweet Misery. This weekend, let me do a real quick little plug. This weekend on Erskine Overnight, which our website is www.erskineonradio.com, we're going to be having Mr. Ted Gunderson. First off, we're going to be talking about, Christian Wild's going to be talking about hidden causes of heart attack, and then we're going to be having Ted Gunderson, former director of the Los Angeles office of the FBI. And Ted's got a lot to say. He's going to talk about our attack on terror, which is an attack on the American people. So that's coming up at midnight Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Pacific, Erskine Overnight on a lot of these GCN stations. If we're not on one of these stations, call them up, tell them, put it on, because you'll enjoy the program. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program. Go to InfoWars.com for the real news.
Mm-hmm. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yes, there's a war on for your mind. There's a war, actually, if you look at it, it seems to me, against the American people. It's called the War on Terror, and it's become a war against the American people. Look at what's happened to our Constitution, the United States, just like that lovely lady who called in from Tennessee, Nancy, was saying. Erskine Overnight is a program that I do, and we're every Saturday night on Genesis Communications Network. Erskine Overnight, and the website is www.erskineonradio.com. So if you want to contact me, and we've got up there all sorts of information, be happy to hear from you. You know any stations that we ought to be on? Give me a contact. Know any stations that Alex needs to be on? Give him a contact. We certainly are more than anxious, because there are fewer and fewer independent radio stations out there, fewer and fewer outlets where you can get the real news. Let's go to Jay, to Eric first. Eric in Connecticut. Hi, Eric. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Erskine. Interesting topics. I wanted to say to Alex, Alex, enjoy your vacation. You worked hard for it, bud.
Oh, he did, didn't he? He certainly deserves it, especially, like he said, that trip to New York was no vacation. I mean, he almost got arrested 3 or 4 times. Give me a break. And that interview he did in New York City with the demonstrators around made the hair on my arm just stand up. I mean, what? He put himself on the line for us, doesn't he?
He was right on the front lines, and it was great. Hey, interesting conversation with Anton, and I wanted to reference an interesting book that a friend of mine just lent me. And if I know Alex, he's probably a mile ahead of me. He's probably already interviewed him about this book, and I missed the show. But it's called, the title of the book is The High Priests of War, The Secret History of How America's Neoconservative Trotskyites Came to Power and Orchestrated the War Against Iraq as the First Step in Their Drive for Global Empire. And the
wow,
author,
who wrote it?
Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press.
I know Michael, yes.
Okay, and he also wrote Final Judgment about the murder of JFK. And he goes into the history of the neocons, the Trotskyite movement, how they basically wormed their way. These neocons have literally wormed their way into so many positions of influence within the media, the military, the upper levels of the government. And that we're coming down to divining time, Erskine, because every 36 years in America, there seems to be a cycle. The last time a major political spasm occurred in America was 1968? And here
yes,
we are to 2004,
yes.
And we're going to go one of either two directions. We're either going to fall further into the neocons' lair, if you will, or we're going to go off into another direction. I'm not sure what that direction will be, but at this point, I think any direction but the neocon direction is one to go.
Absolutely. Now, I used to consider myself a conservative. I wanted smaller government. I wanted a government that kept out of people's way. I wanted a government that let people do what they wanted to do and stayed away. I wasn't for all the regulations and everything. And so I was pretty much considered myself a conservative Republican. These terms don't mean anything anymore. They absolutely don't mean anything, Eric. I mean, it just is totally gone. And the type of conservatism, I talk to people who are Republicans and say, yeah, I believe in smaller government, and I'm looking at the size of the government and what's going on, and I said, well, you know, Republicans traditionally kept us out of war, and I'm seeing this that's going on. I'm looking at the whole situation. They have sold the American people a bill of goods.
Yes, and the only difference, people need to understand this, that the only true difference between today's neoconservatives and the old Bolshevik movement just after the Tsars in Russia is time, place, and language. The philosophies are the same, the methods are the same, the aims and the goals are the same, and how they carry out their goal are the same. This whole war in the Middle East, this is designed, the part of the globalists, this is designed to antagonize a whole panoply of nations into attacking us and to being our enemies. This is basically,
it's got everybody in the world, including the leader of the United Nations, every country in the world mad at the United States. You don't hear that here. They say, well, they don't like our lifestyle. We've got so much. We've got freedom. They don't have freedom. That isn't it. They believe that, especially the United States corporations and their bullying tactics all over the world, there is nowhere in the world that is really safe for Americans today. They are disliked virtually everywhere. Go back 5 years ago, we were loved by a lot of different countries. We've given aid to countries that nobody else has. We've helped countries all over the world. We spent all this time building up love for America, and then all of a sudden, lately, it's just all of the goodwill that we built up is totally gone with this, with the various wars that we have created.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
And you listen to the Savages, the Hannitys, and the Limbaughs, and you talk about a bill of goods. I mean, I used to think, I told Alex this more than once, I used to think that those guys were the bee's knees. But I'll tell you what was my
wake-up. I used to love to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I still feel like he's a great communicator, but
the message
that he's putting out, I certainly cannot buy.
Well, I think that, and I've heard this from several sources, that I think he was blackmailed by members of the Bush clan and through various methods, and I think that he's basically he's on the take in a manner of speaking.
You want to talk to him about the CFR? You want to talk to him about the Bilderbergs? I don't think so. He doesn't think they exist.
No. Well, he knows they exist. He just can't. Basically, very ugly things would be exposed about him if he did come clean on these matters.
Did you ever hear him say anything against NAFTA? Did you ever hear him say anything about against gun control? No, I don't see him standing up on either of those issues. And personally, NAFTA has been a disgrace. The free trade area of the Americas they want to bring in will bring all of our salaries and wages down. We are going to become a third world nation very quickly if they bring that in. And the gun control issue,
well, I haven't
give me a break.
I haven't heard him. I mean, he used to decry gun control. As of late, though, I mean, I still listen to them. I don't hold them in the same esteem that I used to, but I still listen to them, and I don't really hear Mr. Limbaugh decrying gun control the way he used to. I mean, gun control,
no.
Let's face it, gun control is the stuff of tyranny.
Every country where they have taken over the guns, what's happened to the country? How many people have been killed and murdered after they take over the guns? The Second Amendment, it's not to keep you safe from some robber or something. It's to keep you safe from your government. That's why
right.
They put it in.
And what people need to understand about the Constitution, Erskine, is that the Constitution doesn't grant anything. It reaffirms pre-existing God-given rights.
There's the key that Eric said right there. God-given rights.
Thank
your rights come from God, not from the king, not from the government. They are from God. You can't take away what God gives you, but they're trying to.
Thanks, Erskine.
Thanks, Eric. Let's go to Jay in Kansas. Hi, Kansas. Jay, how you doing?
Yes, Erskine. You know,
good to have you on. Welcome to Alex Jones Show.
I listen to you at night once in a while, and you're great. You do a great job.
You got $5 coming to you in the mail.
Okay. Yes. I need it. Anyway, whatever the case, we can study up on everything they do, learn everything they do, know it for a fact, present the facts, and the courts will stop us. Doesn't matter. Or if you take it to the congressman, they'll stop it. Because all those people's jobs depend on money. And the money comes from where? The corporations. We got to figure a way to break the corporations, and we can be done. When we can do
it. Give us a couple of ideas how to break the corporations.
I'll give you
You're
one.
Absolutely 100% right there, Jay.
Give you one. And there will be no reprisals. There's no way they can get any reprisal on a citizen for doing it. And that is simply this. If it's advertised on TV, don't buy it. Now, I'm serious, because if you quit buying it, what's going to happen? That corporation knows that if they advertise on TV, they're going to lose sales. Lose sales, not gain. Lose sales. And the first thing you know, they're going to get hurt. And I bet there's enough listeners to your show and Alex's show and Dave's show and on and down the line, there's enough listeners to really have an effect on them.
If you're going to buy groceries, you're going to buy food, try to buy something with a farmer's picture on it if you can. Go
exactly.
to the farm market. Buy something with a farmer's picture on it. It may cost you a few pennies more, but you're going to be getting something pure and something that someone cares about. Go to a small town dealer if you've got one, small hardware store, small this, that, or the other. Go, if you're going to have lunch, go to somebody's restaurant that has their name on it. I'm not talking about Wendy or something like that, but some restaurant that where you know the people who run the restaurant, and sit down and talk to your neighbors. Nobody's talking anymore, Jay.
Well, but it really is simple. If they see it on TV, don't buy it. And if they did that, I guarantee you it would have its effect. It would stop the corporations. They would stop paying the media. And if the media didn't get paid, guess what? The media would have to come around to our side. There's no other place for them to go.
You certainly make a point of that, and of course that would mean most of us quit drinking beer, which is not a bad idea either. Let's go immediately to Nevada and Rick. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Good morning, afternoon, Erskine.
Good morning to us, and good afternoon to some of the people on the East Coast. Yes, sir.
Long live Alex Jones, long live Stanley Monteith, and long live Erskine. Now, concerning the Remnant Saints Intercontinental Congress, of which Alex Jones is an honorary member, is it a good idea, do you believe, to attempt establishing a Christian world government when the scriptures tell us that that is not to be established until Jesus' return?
I don't think a world government under any auspices is a good idea. I am not for a world government, period. I think that I am for sovereignty and our sovereign governments for whatever sovereign areas that the people live in.
Well, I agree. If Alex Jones is listening, perhaps he'll call in and clarify, because I'm concerned about this. I believe it a very bad, very dangerous idea.
You get a world government. You've got Somalia. You've got what's going on over in Bosnia. The UN has done a wonderful idea. If you want a world government, then I think there are some major problems with that. I don't want a world government. Thank you so much, Rick, for the call, and we'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program with Ron in New York.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if you're going to wage war on corruption, then you need to have your congresspeople ask Mr. Porter Goss, who is leading the way to become the next CIA director. They need to ask him one simple question. One simple, simple question. And that question is concerning what did he know about drugs in Lee County, Florida. What did he know about drug running in Lee County, Florida? You've got to have him ask that one question. Ask your congressman that question. What did Porter Goss, what does he know about dope smuggling in Lee County, Florida? They ask him that question, and it's all over but the shouting. Let's go to our friend Ron, listening in New York. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi, Erskine.
You know, hi, Ron.
You have made a comment a little earlier about the government, and I'd like to point something out. For some years now, you know, I'm an active individual, politically involved, and for many, many years, probably closer to a quarter of a century, I would make inquiries of agencies to ask about what rules are, what laws are, so forth and so on. Now, keep in mind, this is going on close to 25 years. If you do that now, you could almost feel a paranoid apprehension on the part of the government worker you're asking a very simple question of. You could be making an inquiry about public domain information, government rules, and this applies particularly with the federal agencies, you'll find this. And the suspicious paranoia will ooze right out of their pores and through the receiver of the telephone.
Oh, you can't ask them about anything, but can they ask you about anything, Ron?
Oh, they want to
know
about
everything.
And I find this sick. I mean, this is creating an atmosphere that is charged with neurotic paranoia. Now, I don't.
It's not neurotic paranoia. It isn't paranoia when it's happening. I mean, the government has become more and more opaque, and we're becoming more and more transparent. They want to know every little detail about you. Yeah, even to a point where you sign up, they've got the new thing that they've been trying to bring in with the airlines, where they want all of the information. And you can be green, you can be yellow, you can be red. They use a lot of colors, I've noticed. But we're on the orange chartreuse alerts, and you've got, if you do any bank, you're spending more than $200, or if you've got a Christmas club, they want to know about that. We had the lady who called in talking about the new banking rules. One thing after another to intrude into you. And I, you know, I said I was a conservative Republican. I wanted smaller government. I wanted less interference. I wanted greater privacy.
You know, so, I agree with that, and I was in that category once as a conservative Republican when that meant something different than this.
It seemed to have, didn't it? They sort of left us, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. This isn't the conservatism that we were seeking in 1980 when this really all started. This isn't what we had bargained for. And there is something very wrong. I'm talking about simple inquiries, too. When you make a public information, public domain information inquiry, and you're examined, you know, like you're John Dillinger for merely asking a question of a government servant or a government civil servant. Yeah, they're very happy. This is something I have noticed. It started a little bit back in the Clinton administration, and post 9/11, it has really gotten hot and heavy and very thick. This is not.
Do you feel safer now than you did 3 years ago? Do you feel safer now than you did? Do you feel more secure as an American? Do you feel like your job's secure? Do you feel like you're secure? Or are you? I had neighbors who said, "I don't want to go to the mailbox. I might get some anthrax being delivered to me." And I'm saying, you know, I don't know why you're too worried about that. You've got a job as a house inspector. What do you care about? Nobody's going to send that to you. But people are just worried. Older people are worried. Younger people are worried. And you can't keep this fear factor being built up. It's ridiculous.
No, it's unhealthy. It's not consistent with a democratic society. It creates paranoid lunacy within the general population. And I believe that it's the intent to stampede people in that way, then take advantage of the stampede. But
it is absolutely consistent with a police state, and that's why Alex's video, Police State 3, is so important, because it is absolutely consistent with a police state.
As I wanted to say a moment ago, I'm not trying to draw extreme parallels, but if you have people who have read history, in the early stages of the Third Reich, this is what happened. You know, it didn't come on them all at once. Hitler took office, and the next day this happened. It came on them over a period of some years, probably about 5 to 7 years.
Early history of the Third Reich. We're going to come back with a quote, and I want to thank you so much for that call. That is so significant. Thank you again, Ron.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. It is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. It's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked, denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism, and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. Quote, Reich Marshal Hermann Göring. That's where the marching orders for America today are coming from. Ron from New York understands that. Benjamin Franklin said, "They that give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Meanwhile, special message right now just came off the press. Message from Department of Homeland Security. You're supposed to be out buying plastic, duct tape, and toilet paper. Now, this is to protect yourself from germ warfare. Don't forget fresh batteries for your flashlights. Get those batteries along with the duct tape and toilet paper, because in the dark, you don't want to mix up the duct tape and the toilet paper. Now, moving right along, let's go to Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on with Alex Jones. Well, not with Alex Jones. You're on the Alex Jones Show with Erskine sitting in for Alex.
Well, hi, Erskine. I never heard you before today. doing a great job. But you're
talking. Thank you. Hey. I thought you were going to say, I hope never hear you again, but I appreciate that, Dave.
Well, you know, radio talk show hosts, and you're talking about Rush Limbaugh. And I always keep in mind that when Kobe Bryant was being called the next Michael Jordan, and Lakers were winning championships before he got in all that trouble, when Halle Berry was winning an Oscar, you know, these two guys were at the peaks of their career. Rush Limbaugh was still making more than both of these guys combined. So that kind of tells you where Rush Limbaugh's priorities are. But, you know, as far as him, you know, looking like the big Goebbels, I think this Thomas Barnett, a Democrat guy who wrote the book The Pentagon's New Map, I think he's got Rush totally beat. And,
Well, I'll tell you one of the nastiest people I've heard on radio, and I hate to say this to criticize anyone, but one of the nastiest people, Sean Hannity. He is just absolutely nasty. I've heard him do interviews where he's cut people off and cut them down. If you've got anything that disagrees with what he says, he doesn't even listen to them. He just tears them apart and uses their opening statement. Dave, anything else that you care to comment on?
Well, yeah, this Thomas Barnett guy, this is real interesting. Alex was he was trying to get him on the show yesterday, and the guy wouldn't come on. So Alex was talking about he was on C-SPAN, so I go to the booknotes.org and look at the transcript of what this guy was saying. And this guy was working, here, I'll just quote it. I ran a series of workshops with Cantor Fitzgerald atop the World Trade Center, where we brought together Wall Street heavyweights, National Security Council members, and OSD, Office of Secretary of Defense, planners and whatnot, and subject matter experts. And we explored the future of globalization and what could threaten globalization and what would be new definitions of international instability and crisis. And then 9/11 comes and so he loses that job and they put him in the transformation project run by the Joint Forces Command, which is basically, I'll quote it again, we're going to build the military of tomorrow, today, which basically they're, you know, pretty much building a privatized, they're trying to destroy the military as we know it now and make
yes,
it sound.
Yes, you've got the military going out there working for $1,200 a month, and you've got the private soldiers going out there for $1,000 a day, and it's demoralizing to the nth degree, and you've got all these people going out there working for Halliburton and who knows what else. I mean, it's a really weird situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and this guy goes on. The guy from the Transformation Project calls him and he says, come work for me. We need rationales. We need an explanation of the world that says not only are we transforming because we're rich and technologically capable country and thus can have a well-endowed and technological enabled military, but that we're doing this transformation for the U.S. military in response to real changes in the international security environment that we think we now understand in part thanks to 9/11. So this guy's saying thanks to 9/11.
Well, 9/11 has been the excuse for everything. It's the excuse for Iran, or rather Iraq. Well, it could be Iran. It's the excuse for Iraq, the excuse for Afghanistan, the excuse for tearing up the Constitution. Your kid shows up late to school. Well, we thought might have something in his backpack, so we had to check it out. Terrorist alert, It's the excuse for everything. You're a little late for work. 9/11, I've been here on time, but, since 9/11, traffic's has gotten worse. It has been the universal excuse. We need to look into this. We need to look into that. We need to check this. Take your shoes off now. You're at the airport. give me a break. I didn't see anybody who was Polish. I didn't see anybody who was Irish. I didn't see anybody who was Mexican. I didn't see anybody who was Japanese. I didn't see anybody who was black. I didn't see any of these people who've done anything concerning 9/11 or anything like that. But we all got to take our shoes off. 87-year-old women, take your shoes off. Come on down. We're going to check you out. Well, some people may enjoy it, but I certainly don't. Hey, I want to thank you for the call. Let's go immediately to Linda, listening in Wisconsin. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Thanks.
Welcome to the Alex Jones program. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you, and it's nice to talk with you, and I've been listening off and on. I've been on the phone a lot today. I learned that today, or all this week, Ron Paul has had a very important statement on the recording that he has. Are you aware of that?
I'm certainly aware of Ron Paul's recordings. He is one of the few true patriots who's in Congress.
Well, I called that number today, and this has to do with mandatory mental screening of all school children and preschool children.
Absolutely. Well, give them all Ritalin, don't they?
Well, absolutely, and whatever else they can find.
Drugging our kids. Let's keep them off drugs. Let's give them government-supported drugs. Right.
Well, it's even worse than that, though. It actually has to do with them taking over the children and owning them, taking them away from their parents, etc. Is it okay if I give out that number for Ron Paul?
I wish you would give out the Ron Paul number.
Okay.
I think it's 888.
It's 1-888-322-1414. And pass it on.
Let's do it one more time,
okay.
Linda. It's 888-322-1414. That's the number for a representative, Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is, in my opinion, a true patriot. I think Ron Paul has stood up, and he is a true constitutionalist. He stands up for the Constitution of the United States of America.
He's a latter-day Paul Revere. That's what I call him.
You betcha, and thank you for bringing that up. And that number for his daily updates, 888-322-1414. And Ron Paul is a representative who ran with no opposition. I mean, here's a man who is really standing up for the Constitution of the United States of America. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Erskine, I wanted to bring up something briefly. The Matrix, it's called Multi-State Anti-Terrorism Information Exchange. I have an article.
Is that part of the multi-jurisdictional task force?
No, it's an information exchange. It's a law enforcement or intelligence tool. But
is this for terrorism or one of these deadbeat dad things that they brought in for that?
Well, it isn't just for terrorism, because the article says, and there's a quote here, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Periandi, Deputy Commissioner for Operations of the Pennsylvania State Police, quote, "I won't lie to you, this system is not just being used to investigate terrorism," end quote.
He actually said, "I won't lie to you." Hey, that's a plus coming from a government official saying, "I won't lie to you."
Now let me jump over to this, though. I came across, this is a different subject, but I came across this, and I've been on the other some of the other shows, you know, GCN shows. Here's a patent, Erskine. A control system for air vehicle and corresponding method. And what it does is, when it's determined that an air vehicle is about to hit a designated structure, a controller automatically takes control of the air vehicle away from the pilot and causes an automatic computerized pilot to take over control of the air vehicle and causes it to land at a selected airport and or runway. Those are not my words. That's the government's patent office
Okay, now listen just a second, Fred. If they can cause it to land somewhere else, then they can cause it to go into a building.
Right.
Take over
in other
from
words,
a pilot.
Right. Control is control. You can control an event, and you can control events so that an event doesn't happen. You can control the motion of an air vehicle, and let me give that patent number out. If people want to look it up, they can go to the U.S. Patent Office website and look it up. 673-2022, and it's that's the title of it. Control system for air vehicle and corresponding method. And Dave,
not only are they planning terrorism, but they're patenting it now. Okay, hey, come into a city near you,
yeah.
Patented. So if somebody like Osama decides to use that, or somebody in some other country wants to use it, excuse me, you may be flying a plane into our building, but that's a patented technique you're using. We're going to sue you. Come on, gee, they just don't quit, do they?
Well, there's one little caveat in that, Erskine, in that a patent can be... whether it's in the application stage or whether it's already granted, a patent can be more or less, the use of it can be seized by the government at any point if they want to for any use, let's say, that would be a military use. And I know that because if you go to the patent office site, they have information about that. It's called a patent secrecy order, and they can clamp that down.
Honest to goodness, Fred, the more you hear, the weirder it gets, doesn't it?
I know. Right,
I mean, you've got to laugh when you got a government person saying, I won't lie to you. And apparently this one guy didn't. It's like everything else I've told you to lie, but this time I won't lie to you. You can trust me this time.
Yeah. Well, I think as long as the money is coming in, I think their ability to say no, and of course they have that slogan, just say no, but the cops don't say no to money. And when it's big money, when you're talking about upwards of 50 to 100 billion, or maybe even several hundred billion, being spread around the country, they don't say no to that, and they don't say no to and they do say no to ethics when it's a question of money.
Now let's say that again, there, Fred. That is patent number 673-2022, and
yes,
that's the ability to take over a plane and fly it wherever you want to, override what the pilot may or may not be doing.
I was reading right from the abstract, the official abstract, and what that is on the first page of the document that comes up when you type in that number 673-2022, and the thing about it is that the kind of technology is linked to other types of that's not the only one that does that type of a job. That's not the only patent, but it is the most explicit one that I've come across. And Dave and Joyce were bringing up the subject of what is going on and how can the official timeline and events be correct when you have what they know are lots of things that contradict it. So I
absolutely
went on the internet.
Absolutely. We had Jim Mars on who wrote Inside Job, the unmasking of 9/11 conspiracies, and that was an excellent book.
Bring it up and get people, because it is public information, it's public domain.
Now, this weekend on Erskine Overnight, we're going to be talking with Ted Gunderson. So try to give that a listen. Go to GCNlive.com. That's where a lot of the listeners here at the Alex Jones Show can get a lot of the other programs, because some of us aren't on as many stations as Alex. So go to GCNlive.com. Also, I'm encouraging everyone to be sure to go up to Infowars.com. That's the only place you really got to get news. You aren't going to get it from Ted Koppel. You're not going to get it from Tom Brokaw. Give me a break.
Erskine.
Yes, sir.
I think that Alex Stone Show and the GCN shows are worthy of preserving. I think people should get their tapes or whatever.
The archive tapes?
Yeah,
sir,
the archive tapes.
You get
tapes
a whole month for like $19.95.
You should. And also the other thing is that I think that you should have the network itself, Genesis, should definitely have a lot of different choices on which to communicate. So if things go out or if there's some sort of heavy-handed approach used, if there's not one, it could be the other. Maybe you could go on Sirius or XM. I know I called them. I called Sirius up, and they said that they don't have any shortwave programs as such. But when I asked again, I said, "Well, how could this be packaged? How could something like these shows be packaged?" They said, "Well, if someone came forward with, let's say, a shortwave review, like a shortwave anthology, they they would then they won't take it straight from you know, the shortwave waves, but they will take it if it's packaged, you know, sort of like World Shortwave Review or U.S.
Well, they could sure get it from us through satellite and one thing or another. I want to thank you for the call, right, Fred, and calling from Philadelphia. Thanks for breaking yourself away from one of those good Philly cheese sandwiches here at lunchtime for a lot of us. A couple of things that you need to do. American dictatorships. The American dictator, staged election of 2004. This election, of all the people running, you have to get two people who are both members of Yale Skull and Bones. Of all the people who are running in the world, you had to get two Skull and Bones members. There aren't that many. They're only creating 15 a year, and we got two of them running for president. American dictator, staged election 2004. Police state 1, 2, and 3, all available at Infowars.com. 888-803-4438. That is a must, and Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson's amazing book. Let's go immediately to Cheryl in Ohio. Hi, Cheryl in Ohio. How are you doing this wonderful Thursday?
I'm fine, Mr. Erskine. And yourself?
Fine and dandy. Fine and dandy. Better. Couldn't hardly stand it.
Well,
tell me what you got on your mind.
Well, I just want to reiterate about our personal checks. It's been going on for years, but I remember probably about 3-4 years ago, I called my local bank and demanded the return of my personal checks, which I do not obtain from them, but buy my checks from a different company.
Let's talk about that when you get back. I think this check thing is very, very significant. Talking with Cheryl in Ohio about the checks. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This weekend, midnight Saturday night, East Coast time, 9 o'clock West Coast time. Be sure to listen to Erskine overnight on most of these same Genesis Radio Network stations, and also you can listen at GCNLive.com. My website is ErskineOnRadio.com, where you can write to me. You can see Daisy the Desert Dog, the world's premier pigskin prognosticating poodle, and you can see the guests that we've had on and we're going to have on. I'm talking to Cheryl in Ohio, and Cheryl, that's pretty bad. What they're doing with those checks is they keep charging you if you want to get a real check back. And according to the one lady who called, we're going to be impossible to get them after October. So they've just, the banksters are just putting more and more controls on us, aren't they, Cheryl?
Well, my bank told me that, and I had to call the Cleveland downtown branch for it. They told me, I had specifically asked them, where are my official documents? My personal documents, where are they? It would cost less for you to send me back my personal canceled check than sending me copies of my checks. Where are they?
Yeah, because they have to take pictures of all those and take copies of all
those.
She
said to me, the woman, she said, I do not know where they are at, and you cannot, it's against the law, to receive them back. Now, this was 3-4 years ago, and I find this kind of ludicrous, because if I do not order my checks to my local bank but through a separate entity, then those are my legal documents that somebody is keeping. And banks, are they now run by the federal government?
Oh, yes, they are. But you're talking about if you order from one of those little things that you get in the Sunday supplement, like Parade magazine, where it says, hey, order your checks here, they're cheaper.
Yes.
It's your money, your paper, you're paying for it.
That's
all you're doing is sending it to the bank and say, hey, put your stamp on, send it back to me. And now they're telling you you can't.
No, they will, and they won't. And I'd like to know where the law is written, where, if anyone out there knows, where is it law that these banks, these institutions, will not give us back our legal documents?
And what are they doing with them after they get them? I mean, why does the bank want to, you know, they take them enough room in my basement where I got the old canceled checks going back for about 10 years.
And I'm thinking,
I mean, if they want to do that, and if they do, then I'll have a chance to go into their basement. But you know what they're doing. They're sending it down there to the information data thing, so everyone has it.
Right, to the big beast system. But my thinking is she had told me, I believe, that she says, well, we shred them. I do not believe that. I do not believe that.
I don't think they shred anything unless it's something to make them look guilty.
Exactly.
That's the only time they start getting them shredders out. I mean, the only time they're getting them out is when they're looking bad and they don't want you to see what they're doing.
I think this is a serious issue. You
better not touch it. I think it's a serious issue,
and I think that people, if they were to wake up, more and more people were to wake up and start calling their banks and demanding, and then if the bank says no, then we need to demand where it is written in law.
Poor Cheryl, she doesn't even trust her banker. I mean,
no.
We're in trouble when you don't trust.
God bless you and Yahweh.
Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones program. Alex will be back with you Monday. This is Erskine of Erskine Overnight. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for a great show. All the callers from all across the country.